Before we get into today's episode, we wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about our favorite brand, Orange Naturals. Orange Naturals combines the customs of traditional medicine with the latest scientific knowledge to bring you high-quality natural supplements for the entire family.
It's so highly requested in my house, and I'm so grateful to know that their products are formulated by care with naturopathic doctors and have over 100 supplements, tinctures, powders, homeopathic, and topical solutions.
So there's obviously something for everyone, for every age and every stage of life, from babyhood to the trying toddler and teen years and those humbling hormonal changes and beyond. I know for both myself and Natasha, there are natural remedies that we trust
and that our kids trust
when we lie and say it's candy. So you can find Orange Naturals at Rexall, Loblaws, Shoppers Drug Mart, The Real Canadian Superstore, Fortino's, Sobeys, and the good old well.ca.
So if you're looking for a natural health product for you and your family, be sure to check them out.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome to Mamology. We're your hosts, Natasha
and Christina.
We're two moms and best friends who birthed this paw baby to blow the lid off of the motherhood experience and rid mamas everywhere of that lonely, am I the only one feeling this way?
So join us every Wednesday in a new episode where we have candid conversations around motherhood, wellness, and so much more. Because being a mom is a huge part of who we are, but not all of it. We'll discuss hot topics, introduce you to awesome guests, and always sip a new drink to review and rate at the end of the show.
Whether you want to laugh, cry, or take your own time out,
we got you, boo.
Do you have a Christmas tree up yet? I didn't notice when I came in.
That's so rude. Yes, I do.
But where? It's in the living room.
Yeah,
I didn't go into the living room.
I mean, the basement door is in front of the Christmas tree.
Didn't look around. Mm. I'm not a looker arounder person. Mm. I'm more like a horse. I just trot to wherever I'm going. Okay, good. Yeah, so your Christmas tree is up.
It's up. Do you see my sleighs outside?
I did.
Like
yeah.
That,
yeah, I do. Very festive. Every holiday, there's something in your front yard.
It's so good to be back.
Right? What's up, bitches? I was just going to ignore the fact that we've been MIA.
I love how you just went into that episode like, so nothing happened, nothing to see here.
Moving forward.
Thanks, everyone. We love you. Moving on.
Yes. Yes. No, it's good to be back. It's good to be out.
I miss you.
I missed you too. I cried many of the nights.
Seriously.
But December will do that to you. Daylight savings.
I literally cried today and yesterday. So
I cried this morning and yesterday too.
Oh, so we were probably crying together and we didn't even know.
At the same time. We're really happy people and this will be a happy episode.
We promise.
It's been so long that we thought we would jump into something that's more festive for our welcome back epi. So what are we talking about today? Oh my gosh.
I know. Well, what time did you get here, Tosh?
I got here at 11:30-ish.
It's 1:45.
We just started recording.
Oh, whatevs. Typical. Well, that's us catching up on what? Life. A month and a half of not seeing each other?
It's been our longest stint apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember you started not feeling too well, I think, in the beginning of November.
It feels like...
Was it beginning of October? I feel like it's been 2 months.
Ending of October-ish, I believe. Yeah. It feels like a lifetime.
It does.
So I'm glad to be out of it now and talking about the holidays.
I remember this used to be like cringy for you.
It still is.
I'm thinking about like, because I redid the episode the first week that you were not feeling well. I listened to it and I'm like, yeah, this is a fucking great episode. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I was like mentally taking notes. I'm like, we can't top that episode. We're going to try right now. But great tips. But like, I love you started the episode saying like, you were almost like slightly mocking like, the cheer of Christmas. You're like, stockings on the fireplace and blah, blah. I feel like you've come away.
I was just going to make a joke right now being like, it's supposed to be a festive episode, but for many of us, maybe it's something miserable.
Well, December is, I know I'm not going to get dark, but December is supposed to be, it's either the happiest time or it's very, very sad time for people. Very depressing.
Yes.
December. Exactly. People who don't have people in their lives or people who lost somebody and it's their first year without them.
Seasonal depression.
Oh, fucking sad.
So
literally it's called sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this year I'm a little more open to the happiness behind the holiday season. It's still a bit cringe for me, but I think I'm getting the wheels in motion. It's going forward. It's chugging forward and making my own traditions and trying to make it happy and lovely.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm pretty sure we essentially gave each other Christmas gifts without even noticing. Okay, guys, get this. So Tash comes over. She's like, I got you a little something, something. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, I got you something too. And then I sit down and this girl pushes over a box with 6 crystals in it. And I start laughing and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I ran upstairs and I had this little pouch with 6 crystals in it that I bought Tash like literally 2 months ago, but I haven't seen her.
6. I got you 6 and you got 6.
Yeah. Weird. And 2 of them are the same crystals. Mm-hmm. It's just so, we always have these weird things that just happen to us.
We really do.
It's so crazy.
All the time. So I still think about how different we can be, but how similar we are that it still to this day trips me right out.
Yeah. I know.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So we literally just exchange the same gift.
And then we cried.
And it's just, oh my God, it's so funny. And I was supposed to give it to Tash the last time we saw each other. Mm-hmm. And I completely forgot because I was hiding it in my nightstand. And then Leo, my son, found them and he was calling them magic rocks. And so he just like, I'm like, he's actually adding to like the good energy of these crystals. So I'm like, I'll let him play with them. Any hootsies, speaking of gifts, I thought it'd be pretty cool if we gave a little list of ideas to our listeners of like, what the hell, maybe they haven't started shopping yet or they need like ideas. I know for me personally, I'm over toys. I have bruises on my legs from tripping on toys.
Mm. Well, you have a list of things that you're going to be suggesting. I do not, because I feel like I've been searching the past month or so, like I've been keeping my eyes out. Mm-hmm. I still have not purchased one gift for anybody, including my own son, because I've been so underwhelmed with all the gift options out there. We're again, two opposites. You'll be giving tips and then I'll just be going on the more like cynical side.
Well, we got to represent the different listeners listening, right? Why don't you introduce the drinks, because you've been drinking them daily.
Yes. Just recently discovered these. Bruno brought them home one day from a grocery trip at No Frills. They're called Sparkling Ice. I have 2 flavors here, coconut pineapple and kiwi strawberry. They're naturally flavored sparkling water and they're 0 calories. Oh no. This one says, I knew it.
What?
Because it says 0 sugars on the label. But then every time I would drink it and Bruno would take a taste, he'd be like, man, these are really sweet. He's like, but it says 0 sugars. It's like, how do they make them so sweet?
So it's like sucrose or something?
Sweetened with sucralose. Oh no. I've been drinking so many of these a day. And we're like, well, there's 0 sugars.
Little marketing.
Anyways, they're delicious. Very refreshing. I'm going to give you the kiwi strawberry.
Okay.
And the coconut pineapple. We'll be sipping on that. Oh, speaking of beverages, before you get into your tips, here's the biggest tips for all parents this holiday season.
Oh, shit. Drum roll, please.
Do yourself a favor, okay, and stock up early on booze this holiday season. The LCBO is urging all their customers, saying to shop now because they're citing supply chain issues. So they're saying that certain champagnes, wines from New Zealand, Australia, and South America, as well as tequila and scotch, are very, very low in stock. If you're going to LCBO, you will most certainly see a shortage there. And so if you're planning on having people over, if you're just wanting to have booze in your bar for yourself, go now and try to get whatever you can. There's a shortage of supply among different things as well. I didn't look too far into the article, but obviously the LCBO stood out to me as the most important to mention. So.
It is like during, I'm sure December is like their busiest month of the year.
Yeah.
And then also like, I feel like LCBO is a great cop out for gifts.
Right.
Like especially like in our age, like when you want to give a gift or if you're going to someone's house because they're hosting Christmas or a holiday, you always bring a bottle of something.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good idea to buy those gifts ahead of time.
You don't want to be that person coming over with a liter of Pepsi. Okay.
That is a very good note though. Okay. That was very good.
On to toys
or not toys. You know what I'm going to start with? I'm going to start with my intentions this Christmas. Okay. So this Christmas, I'm usually like, Tash and I were talking about this before. Like I can be a little bit extra, like give me all the holiday parties, give me all the family. Like I like to see a lot of people. I like to buy a lot of gifts. Like I go all out because I always try and look for an excuse to create memories or an excuse to like boost my endorphins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this year I'm doing the same, but different. This year I kind of want to like take Christmas back to its roots and like just try and create more meaningful moments rather than all of the moments, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Instead of like, okay, I want to make sure I do this tradition and I want to do this and this and this. And I'm instead going to say, okay, what traditions and what moments mean the most and just focus on those so that I can be more present with family and friends. I'm going to skip the small things, like stop worrying about like the decorations and whatever. And then a big one for me is I'm going to purchase less quantity of gifts and focus on just picking one meaningful gift, and that will create less stress for me and actually make me enjoy Christmas a bit more. Last year we focused on like how to organize your time with family members.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Because that was a big one. And one of the big takeaways from that was us saying it doesn't need to be on the 24th or 25th or for you, Tash, in January. Mm-hmm. Is it January 6th?
7th. Yep.
Damn it. I was close.
Yeah.
It can be the weekend before. It could be the weekend after. Like, if anything, look at it as a way to like extend the fun rather than group it all in one and just be a hot mess with your kids.
Right.
So keep that in mind. But now I'm also incorporating that with gifts. So less gifts, more meaningful.
I'm sure your family's going to love that. So I don't see you care. On the 25th, then I only get one gift. Awesome.
But I will be happy. Right.
Your happiness means everything.
It should. And I decided I'm going to give a gift to myself. This is all around the gift to myself.
I like this.
Give the gift to rest and have relaxation, whether that is booking a massage for me, booking another salt cave experience for me.
I want to come.
Do you?
I mean, I know this is for yourself, but
I would like that more. I don't like being alone.
Yeah. I want to come on that. I'd like to do that with you.
Okay. Oh, I did put, so this is a little bit religious-y. I do want to take time and like pray and like be more grateful and like reflect on this hell of a year, but then also a lot of good things happened in this year. So I just want to like take time to just sit and be present and think about all of it, whether it's praying or it's just thinking or it's meditating. I just want to take that time for myself before the year ends.
Yeah.
To almost feel like, okay, this is my closure. It's done. So yeah, those are my intentions.
That's very beautiful.
Thanks.
That's very beautiful. I really like that. That's great. What would my intentions
be? Yeah, I want to know your intentions.
I think my intentions are always very centered upon boundaries. I think it's something that I still haven't mastered in my life. And that there's a lot of confusion in the emotions of how to approach that tactic. So every year, especially when it comes to holidays, because there's more of an influx of being around your family or friends, there's more of a chance for it to be maybe a little disruptive in your emotional state. So I always try to go into these family-oriented holidays with the intentions behind it being a peaceful event, having boundaries set in place and how to be responsive to maybe comments that mm-hmm. might sit uneasy with you. I'm still learning, so I'm not going to give any tips on how to approach that. There are lots of memes that you can find on social media where it's like, if someone says this to you, this is what you could say back. And I always find those very, very meaningful. So if I come across any of those, I'll post them on our channel. Yeah. I know you're really good because I've always come to you and said, oh, someone said this to me. And my first immediate reaction was to lash out. How would you handle it? And you've always been very like, you attract more flies with honey. You're just very sweet with your approach, but very direct. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to learn that method, but also know that when you do set boundaries, whether it be with your friends or family, a lot of the times the reactions will be anger mm-hmm. because other people are not used to the boundaries that you're creating. Realizing that their emotions and their anger shouldn't also affect you. I don't know. That would be my biggest one. I'm trying to just ramp up and read a lot about.
That's huge.
I don't know if that's like a negative way to think about things. Like,
why?
I don't like you're trying to prepare yourself for a conflict, but I don't look at it that way. And I hope that's not what it comes across as. It's more of just like, I need to find peace. I need to make sure that I'm deflecting other people's emotions. Mm-hmm. Teaching people like, okay, this is how we might have interacted in the past, but right now going forward, this is how the interaction is going to be. They might not respond well, but that's okay because it's new to them too. Mm-hmm. And just like move forward together. It's a really, really hard thing to put into place, really. Mm-hmm. And you don't really think about it until you have family gatherings or you're around people who have different opinions of you, whether it be politics, you know, recent events. When you get together in a room, that stuff bubbles up. And
politics and anything COVID related should not be a conversation at the holiday dinner table this year.
And if it's not, it could be something as like how you parent, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, remember? That's been since they were in our bellies. When it started.
But that's still to this day, it can be very triggering, you know, of someone saying, oh, something about your kid or the way that you're going about things. And especially when you're around family, it's something to be aware of how you want, what kind of person you want to be when someone's being like that to you. How reactive are you going to be?
I told you this morning, I almost reacted. I did that thing where I was going to,
right.
I was going to storm down the stairs and Nina was going to come out. She's been buried under there. Poor girl. She needs to be released sometimes. And, you know, quite literally, it was the devil on my right and the angel on my left. And I decided not to turn right. And I turned left and I didn't react. I cried instead. I cried instead, but at least I released something. But yeah, I don't know. It's, I feel like it's going to be difficult to manage some different emotions. Opinions this year.
Yeah.
And emotions.
Yeah. But, I always message you. I read somewhere where instead of saying something where you're not being fully direct, to just outwardly say, let's say I'm talking to a sister. I don't have a mm-hmm. sister, but mm-hmm. you know, let's call her Joanne. Like, Joanne, I know in her past, this is the way that we would have communicated, but going forward, I'm just going to set up this boundary where mm-hmm. like, I'm just not going to tolerate. I don't know if tolerate's kind of a harsh word. Just going forward, I really don't want to have those types of conversations. And it's just a boundary I'm putting in place for me. I understand it might be difficult. So, you know, the first couple of times we can work through it together because I know it's new for you too, but it's just a boundary I'm setting in place and just being fully direct and saying that I'm putting this in place. Like, their lack of boundaries too aren't your responsibility. And so if you're doing something wrong that they don't like, they should be able to
tell you.
Yeah. Like, have that openness. And I know a lot of families
don't have that.
Yeah.
That is what they are, boundaries.
Mamut the Yevim. If anyone's listening, I just swore. So whatevs, you know, just trying to be like more progressive. Mm-hmm. I was going to be more progress.
More positive, more right. like high frequency, more.
Higher vibrations.
Higher vibrations, peeps. Right? I can't. Yeah. So I think just for me, and I think also for you, because you're definitely an empath, that it's important for us to set those boundaries even more so.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're not soaked into these kind of behaviors, because mm-hmm. we get deeply affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I boundaries is like a huge word in my family now. Like I've got Bobby on it. He's like, what are boundaries? And then you start placing them on me and I'm like, ah, shit.
It's so good to have. It's really important.
Yeah. And it's not something that someone should be offended by. If anything, it should be. Anyways, so intentions, boundaries, reflecting,
yeah.
giving back to ourselves. Mm-hmm. These are our intentions this year. I like them. Okay, so let's talk ideas. So
okay.
wish lists or recommendations that I have, since we're talking about ourselves, for myself, I have the majority of the things on my list, but I like swear by them. So if you want to, if people are asking you, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? Here are my top ideas. I cannot tell you how much I love my iRobot Roomba. The only regret I have is that it doesn't mop as well, because I hate mopping. Since I moved here, I think I've swept like twice in like almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? I refuse to get the broom. I won't. I feel like, I don't know, I can't do it. I'll put it on like every other day and it literally gets everything. I clean it out every day and it gets everything. And nothing irritates me more than spending time sweeping. It's mm-hmm. just not my jam. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like cleaning toilets. Like mm-hmm. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Just invest in it. I'm telling you guys, like, it's like the best thing ever. So maybe my wish list would be the mop one.
Okay.
Yeah. Second one would be, and this kind of goes back to like getting a gift of relax and rest for yourself, is the I Love Sage, the store sage with the essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even more obsessed with their sleep mask. I have a hard time sleeping. I have like insomnia, and this sleep mask puts like just the right amount of pressure on your eyes, like not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just so it like keeps your eyes nice and closed, which is why weighted blankets are a big thing right now.
Oh.
Yeah. They say if you have a trouble sleeping, a weighted blanket is the best. And so this is kind of like the same thing, but for your eyes. And inside of it, they have these like lavender like pouches, and they're so subtle. But it just gives like you can smell the lavender like ever so slightly, and it just knocks me out.
Lavender is known for a sleeping agent. For
yeah,
you to have better.
So
sleep.
Like yeah, so anything like sage, just go on the website or go in the store and get the sleep mask and whatever else you want to get for either yourself or for somebody else. Highly recommend. This next one, it took me a long time to like figure out that I wanted to buy it. I think it's only like $80. So the Revlon hot brush, which is like, I've always seen it and I'm like, eh, it's probably a gimmick, because I'm that person that will buy all the gimmick hair tools and then never use them. Mm-hmm. I have so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
This one is like for a mom or a busy person at all. It's like your hair is dry and it's nice and smooth without needing like a round brush, a mm-hmm. blow dryer, and like all the other crap. You just have one thing, and I blow dry my hair within, I have a long, long hair, and it's blow dried within like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair looks great after. So highly recommend the $80. Like if I even do it when I go on, if I have like night out, like a nice night out, but especially just for like the every time you dry your hair. Highly recommend it. It's worth the investment.
I was actually eyeing the Dyson blow dryer.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone's like, it's worth the investment. All these influencers, all the reviews that you see online, the tutorials. And I'm like, okay. And I guess I forgot how much it cost. Now, this one was the package one where it comes like with the 5 different attachment heads and stuff. Yeah, it's around like $6.99 at Sephora. And I'm like, that's like a Roomba or...
No, Roomba is like $2.50, dude. If you want to pull trig,
yeah, pull let trig. Us know. Yeah. If you want to send us one, we'll test it out.
Hey, Dyson. Yeah. I also want a Peloton. Hey, Peloton. I want to pull trig on one so bad, but whatever. We just spent over $3,000 on a new mattress.
Nice.
On a new Tempur-Peds.
Awesome,
guys.
I
had to do it.
That's amazing.
It's so funny how mattress places are still like flea markets. Mm-hmm. You got to like wheel and deal them. And so
I'll leave the store right now. I swear to God. Don't give me that discount.
Well, we went like 5 minutes to closing. That wasn't our strategic plan, but I think it worked in our favor because they're like, ooh, let's get one more sale out the door. And my husband is like in sales. He's a sales guy. And
I'd love to see him in action.
Yeah. So he always talks about like how he, you know, does what he does at work. But the only time I've ever had to see him like kind of wheel and deal someone was in Italy. And it was for that painting that's on my wall that you're looking at.
Yeah.
And he just messed it up. Like we could have definitely went lower and Bobby just, anyways. And so we go to this. I'm like, let me see it. Let me see it, honey. Like, let me see this wheeling and dealing. And so there's at one point he like leaned across the table, across the desk where she was behind the thing. And and he's like, he's like, I know you can work some magic here. He's like, and I was just like, covering my eyes. I'm like, oh God. Cause he's wearing a mask too. So he can't do too much. Right.
Like he's like winking. Cause all he can do flare his nostrils.
Oh yeah. And so, yeah, that arrives on Thursday. I am so, so pumped.
Did you get any like free pillows or anything?
No. Do you know how much pillows are?
Yeah.
That's like $200.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know what? We can add that to the list. If you want to get someone like a gangster pillow. There's so many things with the bed that you can get. That's like just a nice piece. Mm-hmm. And then they can always exchange it if they want.
Love it. Yeah. Loves.
Because they're so expensive, those things. Like the duvet cover. And then there's all these things that you got to think about. Like, did you know that foam? A lot of foam. Releases certain gases and it can be dangerous for you. So you got to be careful that you get foam that was manufactured after 2014. They don't though.
Okay.
But anyways, just take that in. Okay. Something that I don't have that I deeply want is tile mates. I think they're like $25 each. Leo has lost 4 of our Amazon Fire Stick remotes. So the plan is to stick one on another one and hopefully he'll put it somewhere where the rest of them are. You can put it on your phone, you can put it on your keys as like a keychain, and then you download an app and you can find whatever's missing without going crazy. I lose things all day long. I lose my phone at least once or twice a day.
Yeah.
If your kid is always hiding things, throw it on those things that they're hiding and it's an easy like stocking stuffer.
You know what else I just thought of too? Going based off of that, instead of like traditional gifts, like we were saying, if you know a family member doesn't have like a Crave subscription and Netflix subscription, Disney Plus, if they have kids or something, prepay for like a year subscription for them.
Oh, 100%.
That would be a great gift for someone in your family. Or if they have all those things, there's all these different subscriptions that you could get if they're a history buff, like at the History Channel, there's like those extra little programs, or Gaia's a really big one on YouTube. They do like supernatural, vibrational, spiritual, programs.
Or Audible.
Yeah.
Audible, subscription.
Yeah. Spotify subscription. If they just have the basic Spotify and you want to upgrade them, those are really good gifts and just, you know,
and it doesn't take up space in the house or anything.
Yeah, just be like, this is for a year. So
things to not do usually, like especially with family members, because I feel like family members usually don't know your like taste or what you're looking for in your house. Usually friends do and stuff like that. But maybe avoid like decor.
Oh, please. Just no, not maybe.
Yeah, please do. Please
just don't do
ignore decor. Like it may be nice to you. You may think it's lovely, but I may not have any more room on my walls. To be honest, like I feel like there's nothing more personal than the space that's around where you spend the majority of your time. Like it needs to be you. So
We were just talking about this before we were recording because I was telling Christina that I was watching all these Architectural Digest videos on YouTube where the magazine goes into celebrity homes and they talk about their decor and what they have. And it's not like flashy or anything. It's just each home is really representative of who they are. And I thought to myself, I'm like, my home, like if you walk into my home and look at the decor, first of all, like we have nothing on our walls because we just can't find art that we like, mm-hmm. or just stuff like that. But I'm like, I really want to incorporate, like when you walk into my home, oh, this is Natasha or this is Bruno. Like this is so her. And so that's like a part of why I got you those crystals, because I was looking for crystals for my home. I really want things like that, yeah. that are grounding in the house. And so when you talk about buying decor for a family member or friend, it is so personal. Like mm-hmm. you're being so thoughtful in your gift, but it's you, right? And it's not them. So just err on the side of caution. It might not feel like it's a beautiful gift if you just give someone a gift card to HomeSense or something. Like, bless my in-laws. But, you know, I'm like, yeah. and Bruno has no shame. He'll be like, Ma, like, this is you. This yeah. is not us. And he'll be like, take it back. Really? And
she does Bruno do that?
Yeah. He'll be like, this is like a Bowering type item. It's like glassy, or it's like a glass elephant or something. Yeah, and he'll yeah. be like, this is you. This is not us. And frankly, like anything that we like, you don't like. So I know you'll never buy anything that we would remotely enjoy. So take it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tells her all the time. I don't even worry about it.
Wow, Bruno. Good. Bruno's up there with the boundaries. I love that. And I know he's not a dick about it. I know he's respectful about it.
He'll always be like, Ma, like we said, we're not doing gifts. Don't mm-hmm. buy me anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This
yeah.
is not my taste. So,
for sure. And yeah. for me, especially, and I make this comment all the time, I like to be a minimalist. When there's too right. much things around me, even if it doesn't take up space, even if it's like something on the wall, it's too much for me. I need to be in a very like, I almost want it to echo. I just want one or two pieces that are meaningful to me, whether it's a portrait of my family, a little statue of Buddha, because it just sends me out. That's all I want.
But see, this is
the boundaries. I don't want figurines. I don't want all these things, you know?
This is boundaries, because I've often heard that from my in-laws, like, your house is barren. Mm-hmm. And like, it's so like, not cold, but I have like a Nordic theme going on. I want very like natural, like elements, woody plant. Pieces, like a plant,
yeah.
beiges, light grays, mm-hmm. like very, you know? And they're like, it's sterile.
But we're completely different people.
And that's the thing. Like, so what do you say? I'm like, but that's you. This is me. Right?
I just say, this that? Is what makes me relaxed in my home that I'm at all
that
the time.
That I'm living in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people will make the suggestion, well, you know what you should do? You should just put it out when they come over just to be polite.
No.
But that yeah. makes them do it more. And then I got a whole closet full of stuff that I got to think about. Yeah. You know, it's just.
You're staging your home.
No. Like, yeah. no, let's just make memory. No.
Yeah.
It's when, especially now during COVID times, when you're spending even more time at home, it's even more crucial that every element in your house is keeping you happy.
Yes. Yeah.
So that should be an episode on it. So we can go on forever on that.
We really could.
For for kids, I shied away from anything to do with toys. Except for one thing, but it's not really a toy. There's more toys. So the first one I'm going to mention is the Hatch Baby. I feel like I've mentioned it last year and I have yet to buy it, but I'm going to buy it this year. It's on my wish list anyway. So Hatch Baby is like, an alarm clock slash it has like a different lights for the moods, like for sensors for the kids. When they get older, it like grows with them. So you can put different lights for the morning. So the kid knows, okay, it's time to get up and you know, you can get dressed. Like mommy and daddy are probably up. And there's just like a bunch of different features with it. It's like $100 or $120. Mm-hmm. And so it was hard for me. I'm like, I'll just use my Google Home. And you know, I try to like find cheap ways, but people keep raving about it and they even have like an adult one. Mm. So if you want to look for a gift for a child, whether it's a baby or a toddler or a young child, a Hatch Baby can be used for all those ages. Another one is experiences. So instead of going and buying a bunch of toys for your nephew or your friends or whoever, my aunt bought me two Wonderland passes so that me, my husband, and my son can go to Wonderland. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, because we wouldn't have, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was very helpful. Things like that. Get them an aquarium pass, a theme park pass, a museum pass. Doesn't take up room.
An indoor playground pass.
Yes. Exactly. So experiences are great, especially during COVID. So I love that idea. Like, absolutely love that idea.
Pay for a swimming class.
Yes. Pay for a swimming class and offer steep. To go. Because here's the thing, as I said, Mom, why don't you just pay for a swimming class? She's like, that's no fun for me. I'm like, you can go. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be the experience that you have with your grandson.
Exactly.
True that.
Yeah. Another thing was that I thought was cute was like, is dress up costumes. So like, if they're a boy, get them like a cute little like fire outfit, or get them a princess dress, whatever works for them. Like, just things that can boost their imagination throughout mm-hmm. the day. I don't know. I think that's kind of cute. Or you can do custom books. So Wonderbly, Shutterfly, and Librio do some really good custom books, rather than like Leo has like 50,000 books. So just to like spice it up a little bit, you can do something cute like that so that it's something fun for them. And then my last one, which I've just been really raving about lately, is the Cuddle and Kind dolls, the hand-knitted dolls. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've been obsessed with them lately. They are family-owned, and they are like the most cutest dolls ever. And they're made with like high-grade cotton. They are hand-knitted in Peru by these women. Each doll that you purchase gives 10 meals to kids in need. Aww. Which for me, like, I love a gift that has purpose behind it.
Yeah.
And the dolls are actually adorable. Like, they're so like neutral, mm-hmm. but like really, really cute. They're like a piece.
Yeah.
They're like a almost decor. Yeah. I don't know. I really like it. I like the meaning behind it. It's thoughtful, especially during Christmas when there are a lot of people in need. I don't know. Just, it's a good feel. It's a good feel purchase. And I really like the company. So they do a lot of like give backs and stuff like that. So that's another option. That's all I got for the holidays this year.
I know. They're fast approaching.
It's fast approaching.
My takeaway was just get the booze.
Get the booze. That was the biggest takeaway, if you ask me.
That was huge.
That was the biggest takeaway. Get the booze.
Well, what did you think about the drink?
The drink? Did you have it? I took two sips.
Oh, no.
Sorry, you threw me off with the sucrose.
I threw myself off.
It's like really good though.
I know, but it's sweetened with sucralose.
It says zero sugar too.
See what I mean? That's what, because we'll look at the labels. I don't really take for granted
what it says. You gotta look at the ingredients, babes.
I know.
I like it because it's good for mixers. It's good if it's good if you have like that craving for pop or something sweet
yes.
and bubbly. Like
yes.
have one of these instead. Like, it's still 1,000 times better than drinking probably a sip of Coke.
Right.
I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's true.
The sparkling ice is a way better alternative to any like poppy drink.
It's caffeine free as well. That's huge.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna rate the sparkling ice kiwi a 7.5.
I am welcoming back our ratings and going high again with a 9.
Wow.
I've been guzzling
them. It's
been my go-to.
Yeah, it's been your go-to every day.
So it's going to be a 9. We'll do the average later. Yeah.
Anyways, it's good to be back. I've missed you.
I miss you too.
I miss this.
This has been great.
It has.
It's been great.
But I guess until next week. We'll see you guys next week. Call your mother. We love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support our pod baby, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave us a rating and review.
To catch all the latest from us, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at mammology_co. Let us know if you're listening by taking a screenshot and tagging us. We'd love to say hi.
Talk next week.